the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
All right, well, welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies, where this will be our last show of the year, and so we hope to be back next year. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and buying Moondoggies. And now join us, head coach of the Brunswick High School Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
Yeah, hey, I am sad that this is our last show this year. This was a fun year. It was very exciting being able to come and do this and spending time with our young men. We had a special group of young men. We're going to lose 31 of those seniors, but several of them are going to get the opportunity to go off and play at college, so their last ball's not done, and I'm very excited for them. For those of our those players that their last ball has been played, at least we know that they can say they went out winners, co-champions at that.
Coach, we had a 7-3 football season, co-region champions, as you stated. You came here in February, and in what, 9 months? 9 months time, these kids leave as champions. That's got to mean a lot to you.
It does. What really means a lot was how the seniors were able to buy into the program. We had a few of the guys that really stepped up and became leaders this year, and that's very important. And hopefully the younger guys will look at the guys that were leaders, the ones that were instructive instead of destructive, and see that those are the ones that they need to follow and they need to imitate in order for us to have successful programs in the future.
Coach, let's talk about the Northside game, and then we'll get into the season as a whole. Heartbreaking 24-21 loss. I haven't got over it yet. I mean, you sit back, and I know you're the head coach, and you sit back and probably stay awake at night thinking, man, we had a chance, and we should have won the football game. Just talk about that game. We're playing a brand name in Georgia High School football. Came up a little bit short, and we were on their 10-yard line trying to go in and take it. So it's got to be disappointing to you.
It was. We really felt we had a good chance to win the ball game. We executed our game plan very well. The boys fought extremely hard. We just had a couple unfortunate circumstances that allowed us to make certain mistakes. And when we made those mistakes, we were made to pay for them.
Let's talk a little bit about that. We got the ball with 2:10 left. We're down 24-21. Take us through that whole drive. We had, I think, 2 timeouts left, and we got in position to win the football game. Take us through that drive. We started on our own 23-yard line.
Well, we knew we could drive on them. I was happy when they kicked it. They gave us a chance to return it. Now, we didn't get as many yards on the return as I would like, but we did get the ball past the 20-yard line, which is a plus for us. And we have the type of offense that has an attack mentality. There was no one that went on that field that didn't think that we could not take the ball and move it down the field and get ourselves a chance to score. And we just did. We hit him with some screens here and there. We had a little throwback pass that we put in, and it worked. And then we were able to hit DJ Whitfield on a seam. We saw all game long we've been hitting them on deeks and dunks underneath. And we saw that they were really pressing a little bit tighter than normal. And when they pressed tighter than normal, we took a shot. And DJ, he came up with a big play that got us down inside, I think the 30-yard line, somewhere around there. And then we hit Alonzo Brown on an out route that got us even closer. Then we hit Jalen Jackson on another out route. And he almost broke it and scored. And then when we got to that point, it was first down. We called timeout, and this part was a little frustrating. But all in all, Jamari Stevens played a phenomenal game. He threw for over 300 yards. He rushed for over 100. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have been in the position that we were in to win the ball game. But on the first timeout we called, it was because we had three timeouts at that time. First timeout we called, and it was after DJ's big catch. We told him, so look, they're pitching us real hard on the inside. We can't run the ball on the inside. So what we're going to do is play action them, just kind of get them to bite up. We're going to take a shot at the end zone. If it's not there, just get it with your legs. Yes, sir. Yeah. We go out. The first time he tries that, and they get a holding call on our receiver that brought us to the 6-yard line. And then second down, we tried to do a little sweep to the outside. We weren't going to be able to run the football. We saw that. I'm sorry, that was on first down. So on second down, we did the play action rollout again, and Jamarius rolls out, and his number one read wasn't there. They stopped him where he wouldn't be able to run it, and he saw Malik Austin streaking across, and he looked open. But by the time he turned, set his shoulders, and made the throw, the safety saw him and jumped in front of him and intercepted the football. So I wish I had that back, because on third down, I had a what we call a Dodger screen. We had a screen, I was going to call the Dodger screen, to set up to give it to Alonzo on the little Dodger screen that we score a lot on. And then on fourth down, believe it or not, I wasn't going to try to keep the field goal.
You were going to go for it?
I was going to go for it. I was getting, the name of the play is Deuce H. Smooth Red Disco. And that's that play where we were going to motion across and hit Malik wide open coming across. And there's no way they would have covered it. Now I wish I would have just went ahead and did it on second down, but now we're doing hindsight. I thought we had a good game plan. We just didn't have the chance to execute it the way we wanted.
That play was the two-point conversion play we ran at Richmond Hill.
That's the same play.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that would have been wide open. There's no way they would have covered that. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, offensively, DJ Whitfield played his best game as a Brunswick High Pirate. 12 catches, 165 yards. Two of those catches were highlight reel catches.
They were. He played a phenomenal game. And we were looking at stats today, on that. And this, he almost caught up with Alonzo Brown over the last part of the season. Alonzo Brown, who said he had a record-setting season. But if you looked at just region play, DJ Whitfield yards in region play surpassed that. And matter of fact, now we have the number, off this season, we have the number one receiver in Brunswick High's history and the number three receiver in Brunswick High history off of one season.
One season. Coach, the offensive line, I see one of them, John Cano, sitting in here tonight. We passed the ball 38 times last Friday night and last Saturday and did not give up a sack.
Oh, yeah, our offensive line definitely did a tremendous job. Yeah, we were able, even against a tough run defense, we were still able to mix up the run and the pass. And, we threw, like I said, for over 300 yards, and we rushed for over 160 yards. And that don't happen without a good offensive line.
Northside, I've been looking at the chatter on the various message boards, and nobody's moved the ball like that on Northside all year long.
No, we doubled the yardage. We doubled the yardage. We beat them every way except the one that counts, and that's the scoreboard.
Coach Jamarius Stevens, 10-game season, over 2,700 yards passing. I think he had like 27 or 28 touchdown passes. I think he only threw 5 picks on the season. Fantastic season for him, and he's going to get some postseason honors, I'm sure.
I hope so. He deserves it. He had a lot of weight on his shoulders, and he handled it well. And I think he also rushed for another ten touchdowns. He has over 30 touchdowns on the year.
That's got to be some kind of school record. I can't remember any individual player having that kind of offensive production.
He does. He has the total yards in a single season. He now has total career yards. He has more touchdown passes than anybody else, and probably accounted for more touchdowns. I'm not sure about that.
When we come back from our first break, we'll talk about our defense and special teams. So you listen to the Coach Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Ranch. We're on location from Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Moondoggies Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach, Northside Warner Robins had 213 yards of total offense on the night. They had one pass completion, but, you know, it was a big one, but we shut them down.
Let me tell you their drives, all right? And this is what's frustrating about this loss. The first drive, we fumbled the football on our second play of scrimmage, you know, deep in our own territory. We do a misassignment, and the quarterback runs it in on two plays, ends up scoring. So that's one scoring drive. It's 7-0. The next time they had the opportunity to score is a kickoff return. All year, our kickoff coverage team has been phenomenal. We haven't given up anything. And sure enough, the one time when you needed it the most, you know, they end up returning it. So then we give up a special teams touchdown. So that's 14-14 going into the half. Then we have a very uncalled for, and it was our fault, it was our player's fault. Unsportsmanlike conduct play where one of our players walked over into their huddle and put them into field goal range and made them go from a 54-yard field goal to a 36-yard field goal.
With the best kicker
in the state.
Yeah.
And that penalty really cost us, and then that gave them their 17 points. So, and then we were in a cover zero in the last play of the game. Their last touchdown that they had, and our safety had no run responsibility. All he had to do was cover the slot. We had 8 other people committed to the run, and they did a run fake, and our safety bit on it instead of covering his man. Over the top they went, and that's how they scored their touchdowns. They didn't drive the ball on us all night. It was all big plays, and it was all our mistakes that allowed them the opportunities to score. So we shot ourselves in the foot. There, if it wasn't for that, our defense would have completely shut them down.
And this is a Northside team that goes deep in the playoffs every year. Probably our best effort of the year on run defense, Coach, you think? Against the team.
By far. There's a reason, though, that Northside every single year advances. Not just makes it to the playoffs, they advance. I believe they've been like 20-something years in a row. They advance, they win state titles. And the reason is they don't beat themselves. And that was the problem. On Saturday night, we outplayed them, we outperformed them, but we beat ourselves with mistakes. If we wouldn't have made those mistakes, we would have been fine. But yeah, our run defense was locked down. We played the beer extremely well. We figured it out. We better carry it on next year, though. We lose a lot of players, though.
Coach Tevin Small stood out on defense. He made a lot of plays. There was one series where he hit the quarterback and blew up a pitch. The next play on third down, they tried to throw the ball. He was covering a slot receiver.
Tevin, he can do it all. Very pleased with the way he performed. He really came through as a big-time player for us this year. And, you know, we talked about him earlier in the program a couple weeks ago, how he went from playing defensive line a year ago, dropped 30 pounds, went and played outside linebacker. We played him at safety some here and there. We played him at corner. The kid has definitely stepped up and really helped our defense in a big way.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach Special Teams, I know we gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown in a big game, but overall, the entire season, one of the most improved aspects of the Brunswick High Pirate football program.
It was, and one of the big keys to that special team improvement, you look at the coverage team. You look at both punt coverage and kickoff coverage, and we talk about the unsung hero with Jagarian Marcus. If we had an award for unsung hero, that's definitely who it would go to. He led all in all special teams. He led us all season long in tackles and with special teams play, and he did a tremendous job there. And then of course our kicker, he was much improved from a year ago as well.
Coach, season thoughts. I want to go through the position groups before we go to the next break, and we'll pick that up when we come back from the break. I'll just go down the whole, each position group. You talk about their strengths and how they improved during the football season. And I'll start up front on the offensive line.
Offensive line, pass protection, A+. Run game, I really like the way we improved and we did well, but I'm gonna give us about a 83, 84 grade in the run game, just because we didn't have the push. We didn't have the push across the board here and there, but very pleased with the way our offensive line played. The biggest thing, leadership, A+. Leadership with the offensive line was probably the best that we had all year with consistency. It wasn't up and down with them. We knew exactly how they were going to play every week. They came to the table. I don't ever remember a player on our offensive line ever being late to practice.
That's great.
Yeah, they were tremendous leaders. Also awesome in the weight room.
That's great. Running back, a position that I thought going into the season I was a little worried about, but it ended up being pretty doggone good by the end of the season.
As a unit, again, a low B, but that's a good, I'm a hard critic when it comes to that. I think that our running backs did a good job not being selfish. They ran by committee, they did phenomenal, but we did put the ball on the ground a couple times in crucial situations. You can't have an A if that's the case. And then when you're leading rushers, your quarterback, I don't know if him or Shaq, but it was kind of close with them two. But the consistency throughout the year wasn't there where it needed to be. So again, an 82.
82.
82. That's not bad.
Yeah. Coach, which I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, was one of the strengths of our team, which is our wide receivers.
The wide receiver core, yes. I'll give them an A. I'll give them a low 90. And the reason I would do this is because the way they blocked on the perimeter, number one, those guys hustled and blocked on the perimeter, did a really good job. They caught the ball. And when you look at the guys who were doing it and you look at their stats from a year ago, y'all didn't even know we didn't even know who some of these guys were. I didn't know if Malik Austin would even make the team, this year. He ended up starting majority of the games and doing a real good job, especially in blocking. And then you look at Alonzo. Alonzo had one catch last year for 6 yards, and now he became the most prolific yard guy in Brunswick's history. And then, of course,
and that speaks volumes, by the way.
And then you got DJ Whitfield, who really came on strong and made a lot of plays against region play.
Quarterback.
You touched on quarterbacks.
89. Now, okay. I think he did. I'm giving him a high B+, and that's good. He really, now, if I did it for 1 year, I guess, to be fair, for him, I should say 95, yeah, for 1 year. But just the quarterback play that I'm expecting out of him, we ran, the offense pace wasn't as fast as it really wanted, as I really wanted it to be. I think we made a little too many errors in that. We were too careful with some things that we did, some of our reads, but I was, I will say he improved as the year went on. In region play, he would have been a 95. But before the region play, some things that we did just wasn't where I wanted it to be.
And he got better after he hurt his ankle.
He got a lot better after he hurt his ankle, right. The Glenn Academy game was the reason for the B+.
Okay,
95.
When we come back from break, we'll talk about the defense for the year. So we'll be right back to the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and by Jessup Furniture. Coaches, go through the defense, and we'll start with the defensive line, an area before the season where I thought we were going to struggle.
Defensive line, very pleased with how hard they played. They played hard. Talent level was C, mid-C, 75, talent level. But I know I'm grading hard. I'm getting some looks and I can't believe you said that. Understand this. In football, grading out in the 70s, anything that's 70 above is good. In football, it's not like you're looking at like academics, right? I'm going to give them a 75 on talent level. We had decent speed, but we were undersized. And I'm saying that because we're talking about units. We're not talking about individuals. We're talking about individuals. Certain individuals came up. But certain players that were on the defensive line needed to step up. You know, a little ankle injury, some other little off-the-field issues that happened with some of them. That really brought that level down, in that aspect. So overall, I can't grade them higher than a 75.
Kickers, punters, special teams.
Much improved from a year ago, but they're right there too in the low 70s. They're much improved. The effort that we did now, we didn't really have a punter. Yeah, we lost our punter when he moved to Iowa. Yeah, Cadet was a very good punter. He left. So Jalen Jackson had to come in as an athlete and fill in. And, you know, he did a pretty good job. You know, Dalton Thrift, he's really our kicker, punted the game or two. But, you know, his hands were inconsistent in practice, so we were scared to punt him the football. Have him catch a snap.
Coach, our defensive backs.
Well, that was probably one of the more talented groups. But again, we gave up too many plays on corner, and that play at free safety really, really sticks in my mind. You know, if you go back to the Glen County game, we didn't come up on the pitch like we were supposed to. We blew a coverage that cost us a playoff game. And then, I'm going to give them a 70.
70?
70, because they had the talent to be better than what they were. And as a unit, they underachieved.
And then we'll go to the last unit for the season, our linebacking unit.
Well, let me tell you, because of a couple young men, Jagerion Marcus, I'm going to include him in the linebackers, even though he played some D-line too. I really feel him more as a linebacker. Cam Futch and Tevin, those three guys are A's. Those three guys are 90s. And after that, it kind of varies a little bit. Drops to the 80s, some of them 70s, some 40s. And I say that just not because I've done my underachieving, athletic ability, that kind of stuff. But I want to concentrate on the three young men I talked about. One, Cam sitting over here. He was challenged about being a good athlete, but there were certain things that he had to get better at. And we talked about it in the offseason. One was lowering his center of gravity, working with his hips, getting better at coverage and space. And he worked his tail off at that, and he got really good at it. The other one was becoming a student of the game, understanding what to do. He had the task of having to know all the checks, putting people in the right spot. And he did that. He stepped up his game and did a tremendous job. Anything that you could ask him to do from a coaching standpoint, when it came to on the field on a Friday night, he did it. He even tried to show leadership in the locker room. So that aspect really jumped our linebacker up. Tevin Small, the fact that he was so versatile and was able to play anywhere we needed him, no matter what, and him and how Jagerion Marcus both brought that blue-collar work ethic to the linebacker core really helped out. So, but, you know, those three are why our linebackers graded out so high.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Coach.
I forgot about one more.
All right.
And that's because he ended up getting hurt earlier. But before Sean Ward got hurt, he was doing a tremendous job. But when he hurt his leg and he ended up getting the blood clots and that, you know, he couldn't finish the year. But when he was playing, he was another A linebacker.
And that's a kid I wish could have played against Northside, because I think that would have enabled us to do a little bit different things in on defense. But, man, he's a good player. Could see your first season's in the books, 7-3.
You didn't ask about the coaches.
Look, coaches.
I'm standing them out right now.
Oh, let's grade them, coach and staff. Let's go.
I'll start myself. I'm going to give me a C.
A C?
Okay. I'm going to give me a high C. I'm going to give me a C+.
Okay.
79.
Your wife's over here saying what?
Reason being,
yeah.
There's a couple things I know I should have done different, and I didn't. And I knew in the long run it would hurt the team, but I allowed myself to do the benefit of the doubt too much when I knew what the right thing was to do. And if I would have done that right thing earlier, it would have helped us down the road, and I didn't do it. So that part, you know, hurt. You know, also I had a couple other things, a couple other changes I should have made early in the year, coaching wise, that took me too long to figure out. So with that, I need to be able to figure those out quicker. I need to be able to put us in better positions faster, and not looking at so much hindsight stuff, but more preventive stuff. So next year, I think I'll grade out a little bit better.
Talk about then the rest of your offensive coaches.
Coach Grady, I'm going to give him A+. No, he's our offensive line coach. He does a tremendous job with what he does, and the way he prepared our offensive line, the way he got those guys to get the effort that they gave. Again, his group, out of all groups, they didn't have people late to practice. You look at their grades, you don't have anybody failing the class. So not just what they do on the field, what they do off the field, and the group and how Grady has the control of them, what he does. And they had very few busts. You know, so I got to give him an A+. And he also comes up with our run game for the most part. And he's always in my ear on Friday nights, and he does a really good job. When it comes to Joe Scott was doing our quarterbacks, and he did our ninth grade. As our ninth grade, you know, struggled, I'm going to give him a C- there. Even though he worked hard, he did pretty good. But he's going to get a C- on one of that.
Man, I don't know if I want to be in your class if he was a teacher in school.
Yeah. Quarterback working the fundamentals and what he did off the field, he did a B+. I'm very pleased with him and the way he works. So I'm proud of him with that stuff there. Brady and Coach Brady worked with our inside guys and the JV. I'm going to give him a C-2 on play calling. But when it comes to personnel, and the way he did and he worked, he's an A+. The way he works in the offseason, what he's going to do. And I'm very excited to see how he progresses as a coach. I know he's going to work really hard, and he's going to be a big benefactor for us in the future. Richardson, I really like the way that he did his role. He knew his role and did his job. He didn't have the role where we had to call any plays here and there, but he did substitute the running backs. He did work with the running backs on a daily basis. Very pleased with him, the way he did. I'm going to give him an A-.
And that's a coach, last year coach, by the way, that had basically been cast aside on the staff, and it was frustrating to watch.
He did a good job. I'm only giving him an A-, though.
Okay.
But he did phenomenal. I'm very, very pleased with the work that he did. And I was talking about Williams and Brady. And Williams, beginning of the year, to be honest with you, I didn't know if I was going to keep him or not. I really didn't. And then the way that sucker worked and the way he improved and what he started getting out of his receivers, I knew we made the right decision in keeping him. And he really did a phenomenal job. So I'm very, very pleased with the way he performed.
All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Let's start with the defensive line.
Oh, Coach Butts did a phenomenal job. He does a great job with those men. Very, very pleased with him. Yeah, I'd give him an A-. Very, very pleased with the way he performed. Quimby was our bus driver. We made it to every game, and we made it on time, so I got to give him props for that. But he also worked with our young defensive line. Again, I'm not very pleased with the way our JV or ninth grade performed, so nobody that coached our JV or ninth grade is going to get higher than a C-. So he was there with that. We got to get better at the lower levels. Those are our feeder programs, and that are here right there at the high school. And we have to have a culture of winning. We did not do that at that level enough. We only won a couple games, and we got to get better there. So until we have the in production with W's instead of L's, they're not going to get higher than a C.
What about your linebacker coaches?
Linebacker coaches, well, I'm going to put Coach Fintier into that. He did a pretty good job there. His defensive schemes and what he comes up with as a coordinator, I'm going to give him a B. He did a pretty good job. He works extremely hard, and he comes up with good schemes. Just sometimes we got to make sure our kids can do what we're wanting them to do. So I'm gonna give him a B when it comes to that. Newberry, he's got to get a lot better. With some of the stuff with communication, stuff like that. So he's got a long way to go. Right now he failed. He's below 70. And then Keon Perry, he's again, beginning of the year, not so good. He got better. So he's probably around mid-70s. But I enjoyed the way he was able to get the effort out of the defensive backs.
All right, Coach Williams back there in that secondary. And
Coach Williams, yeah. Too, yeah. Coach, and special teams. You talked about how the special teams improved. Coach Williams is a big part of how that special teams improved. So with the special teams, Coach, I'm going to give him a B there. And then with the set, he's an all-around B.
Okay.
85.
Did we leave anybody else that got everybody covered right now?
We leave anybody out.
So we go into our first offseason.
You got to remember, I gave myself a C.
I know you did. And we won a co-region championship. So, dang, you pretty hard on yourself. So we're going to the offseason, Coach, after your first season at Brunswick High. What do we got to do this offseason to continue the momentum that we're doing right now?
We got to develop a lot. We have 31 seniors that left, and majority of them got a lot of the playing time. So we have to really, really harp on our younger guys. Number one thing, character education. Number one thing, we got to make sure our kids work hard. There's no doubt about it. But we have a problem when it comes to being on time. We have a problem with doing the little things in the classroom. And we got to understand that having strong character goes a long way in doing those little things. And that was the biggest thing to me between us winning and losing a game when you're going against somebody like Northside One Robbins is we're not doing the little things on a consistent basis enough. And that comes with understanding what to do. So character education, having respect for your teammates. That's something else that we got to make sure we do. And we got to make sure we're working hard, even when things come are not comfortable. You know, we got to get better in the face of adversity. So the mental aspect of our game is the number one thing that we got to focus on. And then just developing young talent. We have a lot of young talent. Majority of the guys that you're going to see on the field next year in the 2018 year, you're also going to see in 2019, and you're also going to see in 2020. That's how young a lot of us are going to be. So, you know, I'm looking for big things in the future next year. Unfortunately, it's not a reloading year. It's a rebuilding year. But then you're going to see us reload from that point on.
Coach, I talked to a teacher day before yesterday. I took my daughter to school, stopped at the donut shop, got her some donuts. Got me some too, by the way. But talked to one of the teachers at Brunswick High and asked her how it was going with Coach Pender, and she said, quote, "It's so much better than it was the last couple of years. The kids are actually doing their work in the classroom, and the discipline problems have subsided dramatically." So congratulations on starting that process to change the culture at Brunswick High.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. I want it to be better, though. It's still got to be better. I get the failure list, and I look at our kids, and we're on them. Coach Vaughn, Coach Vaughn's our DFO, and he's also in charge of the act. So a lot of that goes out, a good shout out to Coach Vaughn when it comes to staying on top of the kids, when it comes to the academics. But we still have people failing, so he still gets a C. We didn't have everyone was a pass. But overall, I want to also talk about some of our players. Our test scores are rising. Not just GPAs, our test scores are rising. We had two more of our players, Sherrod Frazier and Cam Futch, scoring the 20s on the ACT, which is going to give them more opportunities for scholarships.
Well, that's good. And Cam was telling me on the way over here that Western Carolina contacted him and told him that they were number one on his board, on their board.
That's awesome. I'm kind of hoping he goes there a little bit because it's right next to Asheville. My wife and I like to go there.
Asheville's awesome.
So we'll be over to come visit him quite a bit.
All right, Coach, we're going to wrap it up here. Anything you want to say to the Pirate Nation that's going to be listening and here tonight?
Oh, just, you know, one, don't string me up for my comments about my coaches. I am hard on them, but overall, just thank you very much for for coming out and supporting us. If you haven't been watching the games, you haven't seen us, come out and see us next year. When we have an open door policy to our practices, come to our practices, see the product that we're going to put on the field, and we're going to make you proud of Pirate Nation.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out next year, and hopefully we're back here doing the Sean Pender Show. Don't know what night, but we'll have the Sean Pender Show. So for Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch signing off, and as always, Coach,
go Pirates!